Welcome back, everyone. We have missed you all so very much, and this is episode 16, I believe, if my memory serves correctly. It's been 2 weeks, so like I said, 2 weeks since we had a show. That's 2 weeks, not one, but two, but not three, just two. It was a mini vacation. I'm Tommy at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
Hi guys, I'm Anne Marie at Anne Marie Bear on Twitter, and we are
So, Anne
back.
Marie, why have we been off for 2 weeks?
Because my job is fucking crazy right now. That's why. I went to California last week, and last week I was really like, I have no time to do this. And then the week before was even more crazy. I had to work late a lot of days.
Let's go
And
back in time. Let's go back in time for a second. So 2 weeks ago, Anne Marie texts me. She goes, "I don't think I'm gonna have time to do the show." And I'm like, okay. Like, because I had just had this conversation with Levi,
I
like,
know.
that morning. It was like, and she texted me, like, right after I think I'd talked to him. And I was like, okay. So, what the fuck am I supposed to do with my life? Like, my life revolves around the two of you. Because I'm not gonna do a wrestling show without my fucking co-host and my host.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I literally like watched minimal wrestling the last 2 weeks because I just like every time I try to turn it on, I'm just like, ugh, okay. Don't even want to watch it. And then last week, I knew I was gonna be off because of Levi's wedding. And then Anne Marie texts me, she's like, "I don't think this week's gonna work either." And I'm like, okay.
My life is in shambles.
I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with my wrestling podcast life? Thank God I have the baseball show now to kind of keep things in order, or else I'd sound like a sack of shit right now.
Thank God for that.
Doesn't everybody feel bad for me right now? Like, or feel bad with me,
I can
right?
feel it coming through as people are listening. Or maybe that's just people's eyes rolling.
Oh yeah, I can hear their eyes rolling out of their fucking heads right now. But and it's nothing. I don't feel, any anger towards either Levi or Anne Marie. Obviously, personal lives come first. But it's just like kind of like, you know what I mean? You just like kind of look forward to this. Really bum me out.
Well, did you like do anything with your time, you know?
Let's see, what have I done in the last 2 weeks? Like, still went to work because I mean, I have to peel myself out of my house to go to work. Hung out with my kids. We did a lot of grilling, sitting outside playing. See, yesterday I mowed. That was fun. It's
Nice.
always fun to mow your yard. Not really. It sucks. I hate it, especially because I have the worst allergies, I think, of all time. But it had to get done. We've been getting so much rain here that I was like, this yard looks ridiculous. It's bad enough that I live in the boonies. The last thing I want is people in the boonies to drive by and be like, yikes. That dude needs to mow his yard.
And that's bad.
Especially when I walk out of my house in the morning with my shirt off, like taking my trash can to the top of the road. I'm gonna put a shirt on and take my trash up? I don't think so.
Jeez.
I don't think so.
Life is different down there and
Oh, I did it when I lived in New Jersey too. I was lucky to put pants on. I'd go out there in
Oh
my
no.
underwear. I
I'm
don't
gonna
care.
act
Nobody
like
was
I've never
looking.
seen it, but I have seen
Well, and I mean,
that.
really, the only people that are, if you take the trash up, like, okay, here, before we get to wrestling, put yourself, okay, you're in North New Jersey. Wooded area, a lot of farmland. You either take your trash can up, to or wherever the trash truck picks it up. You take it up in the night or you take it up early in the morning. Try to beat them, to the punch so you're not sitting with cans of trash for another week. Are you gonna take the time out of your day? Because if you've already, let's say it's nighttime, you've already showered, or it's morning, you just woke up. Just say just walk around in your underoos. You gonna take the time to put it up if you're trying to get it out there? Especially, let's say it's cold out. I'm trying to get in and out of the house as fast as I can, get the work done, and get it over with. I'm done. Then I'm coming in, probably watching TV and going to bed. That's it. My night's done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always fully clothed when I take the trash out.
Well, I mean, that's a little different. By the way, happy anniversary to Anne-Marie and Tyler. They've been together today for 7 years.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That's a long time these days.
It is very long.
Tyler, if you're listening to this, which I'm sure you will be, she said, talk to your girl. No, I'm just kidding.
He's been getting a lot of that lately.
Well, you guys are busy. You're so busy.
So busy. He's on a business trip. I was on a business trip.
I saw that. He's in South Carolina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And now I'm here with you, spending my time with you. Aren't you happy?
On your anniversary. Like, I'm actually quite honored. Yeah.
See? I came back.
All right.
I made it okay.
All is forgiven. Fuck it. We're good. All right. Let's move on to wrestling. Because it's wrestling.
So what do we want to talk about? My what?
Yeah, you got a show coming up this weekend.
I have a show coming up this weekend. My favorite, one of my very favorite promotions that I went on a rant about last time I went to the show. It's already Limitless Wrestling time again. I am so excited to go.
Is it in Maine again this time?
Always in Maine.
Okay, they don't leave Maine.
No. No. Maine is kind of a dead area for wrestling, so, you know, this promotion draws a lot of people, and they have really diehard fans.
Maine's a good state. It's a great state. We've talked about it beautiful. The last time we talked about it. So it's gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see it being kind of a dead area. I could probably, maybe the Fed goes there maybe once or twice a year, if they're lucky.
Yeah.
Probably Banger or something like that.
I think believe that's the name of the town. Yeah, or Portland.
Maybe Portland. Yeah, maybe Portland. Yeah, probably. But yeah, that's Limitless is really the only promotion I've ever heard of that's in Maine.
Yeah, Limitless and their sister promotion, Let's Wrestle, it's called. Those two promotions are there. Let's Wrestle is a little bit of a smaller promotion for... I think really for more like a up and coming newer professional wrestlers.
Is it the same people that own Limitless though?
Believe so, yeah.
Okay. So yep. I mean, yeah.
So if you live there, you're going to go to both, which is great that you've got that option. But yeah, really looking forward to that. Not looking forward to the 10 hours of driving I'm going to do without sleeping. But it's worth it.
Let's face facts. You're going to see MJF.
Oh, Lord. I'm literally going to see everyone except MJF. Every wrestler and every fan.
He's such a dick.
I have
dick.
Great friends and not him. No, he ain't it.
You know what? I want to talk about this for a second while we're just on the topic of MJF. Do you think he's such a great heel character, gimmick, whatever you want to call it? Do you think that's what it is, or do you think he's really a dick in real life?
I know I could probably, be being fooled by him. He might be a nice person. I've never... interacted with him,
but that's what I'm saying. Like even at like his table and stuff. Like when you go up to him, he's just a fucking asshole.
He's like in his. I'm pretty sure that like until he leaves the property, he's like that.
Yeah,
I've heard he's nice.
Yeah,
but I don't believe it in anything until I see it, and I don't really like fully, truly like. Give my attention to anybody until I can like meet them or you know, really like interact with them in some
way. Have a personal interaction with them.
Yeah, in some way.
Yeah.
And just everything I've seen of him interacting with people, even after the show ended, the show had been over for 20 minutes and he was still being a dick, like to little kids, to women. I'm like, come on, man. Like, there's gotta be like, here it is. I think it bothers me. I don't care if you're a dick in the ring. I don't care if that's your thing. Whatever. If you're good at it, more power to you. But I think that when the show is over, I think that before the show starts, I think you should, you know, make it a point to just be a nice person, if that's what you are, to fans, because you probably really wouldn't be where you're at without fans, unless you're super lucky. So, you know, I don't like him, period. And if it's me being totally, like, fooled by his gimmick, then fine. But I just don't like people who are in their gimmick all the fucking time.
Yeah. I see it both ways. Because I get it, it's kind of old school, you keep it kayfabe at all times. You know, good guys don't ride with good guys, bad guys don't ride with bad guys. I get that. Fine. But there has to come a time, especially, you know, especially with kids, because I always used to, you know, when my older boys were smaller, and I think I've talked about this before, they met The Miz. And like at the time, he was just such a fucking asshole on TV and, you know, being Miz.
Yeah.
Being, you know, stuck up and snobby. He met my kids, man. He took the time. He was so, so nice. Like, I could not believe it.
Yeah.
Instantly became a fan of him after that. And I'm pretty hard to, like, if there's somebody where I'm just, like, not really interested in him, like, I can meet him and be like, yeah, sure, okay, cool. Nice to meet you, you know? But I was just, like, and maybe it was because it was towards my kids, more so me. You know, I should be saying, I was like, hey, thanks, man, for taking the time for my kids. It wasn't about me. So I think maybe that might be what it was. But seriously, like, instantly, like, snapped my fingers, and I was like, wow, what a nice person.
Yeah, that's...
He gets it, you know?
That's how it should be.
So I see it both ways, though, but he plays the character so well that it's almost charming, because he's such a good, bad person.
Yeah, I
don't think it's just me. I mean, obviously, he's got some appeal because there are people that enjoy him.
Right, of
course. And but the enjoyment comes from hating him, hating his character. That's the enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's just for me, you know, I think, you know, I totally get your point about keeping it the, you know, heel, face all the time, keeping the stories alive and whatever. But I just feel like it's different this day and age with independent wrestling in particular. Like, for example, one of the NEW shows I was at last month or 2 months ago, Austin Theory was there. And in the match, he was a heel. So, like, came out, automatically got booed by people, yada, yada, yada. He wins, gets booed. You know, a little kid holds out his hand to get high-fived as he's leaving. And he, like, builds it up like he's going to do it. And he, you know, swerves the kid. So the kid like starts crying because everybody's looking at him, mostly embarrassment. But after the show, like, you know, the parents aren't mad or anything, like, they get it.
They
explained to him what it was. I was happened to be sitting right by, and they explained to him why and everything. And after the show, he's a nice guy. He lets the kid swerve him with the high five, you know, like, he lets the kid get him back, and that's what I like to see. I feel like if I'm going to go up to you, I'd rather have like a pleasant time and not have you call me like names.
Yeah.
You know?
But I guarantee you that kid is like the biggest Austin Theory fan now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because of the interaction afterwards.
Yep. So, and that kind of stuff is great. That's what's great about the whole wrestling business.
Right.
Is because like, we're in the age now, everybody, other than like small children that just either their parents don't watch it with them or whatever, you know, maybe kids watch it by themselves or with their brothers or whoever, and they don't tell them, like, unless like everybody knows that it's not real. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's a work. That's the one thing that gets me. It's like the internet and everything. And maybe that's why he plays that part so true to character all the time, is because maybe he doesn't want video of him being nice getting out. So maybe that's why he continues to do it after the show. Maybe that's the whole gimmick, is he's just a dick all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, more power to him in that regard, because he's the only person I'm pretty sure that's doing that. And obviously, it's set him apart.
So. It set him apart, not only that, because there's so many people that talk about him all the time now because of that.
Yeah, look at me. I just went on a rant about him for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, we're closing in on almost 10 minutes of talking about this one thing.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Damn, fuck that guy. He got me. He got me. Dang it. Mm-hmm.
And see, I got you too, because I played on it and made you get fired up about it.
It's true. You got me. But
that's good content. That's what people want to hear.
Good content. Hell yeah. All right, what next?
So who else is on the show? Do you know any matches or anything?
Oh god, my brain. I know that my buddy Brad is there, my buddy JT. Congrats to JT, just won the NEW title. That match was fucking great. He won it from Brad Hollister.
I was going to say, JT Dunn and Brad Hollister, for those of you who don't know them on a first name basis, like Anne Marie.
Yeah, and I fucking talk about them literally on every podcast we've had.
Yeah.
Because I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Main State Posse, who I met this weekend, they showed up at NEW, got a match. I was fucking pumped.
You went to a show this past weekend. Yeah, too, I forgot.
Yeah, I went to an NEW show, which was great. They showed up there. Their match was fantastic against the Graysons, local to me, very local to me. I think they're from the same county I live in, actually.
Not the Flying Graysons from Batman, mind you.
Right. They use Batman influence in their gimmicks, though, which is cool.
It makes sense.
Right. Who else? Teddy Hart. I think Teddy Hart and Davey Boy Smith Jr. are facing Main State Posse.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I did see, I saw a graphic of Teddy and DHJ.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that. That's going to be insane. Who else? Chris Dickinson, Mance Warner will be there making his Limitless debut. He's picked up a lot of steam lately.
We put him over quite a bit as well.
Yeah. My friend Christina puts him over more than anyone. Ace Romero, who's always there. The title match, because now there's a Limitless title that was decided last show. MJF versus Ashley Vox, who's awesome. So I hope she wins, but we'll see. I really have no idea.
You saw her last time? That was the first time you saw her, right?
No, I've actually seen her like two or three times at Ring of Honor. Oh, okay. But
okay, yeah, I got her confused with Maria.
Oh yeah, Maria, my girl. So yeah, that's all I can remember off the top of my head, but another great show. That's all I know. It's going to be great.
So if you're in the Northeast, New England, Maine area, check that out.
You would be doing yourself a disservice not to go.
In Maine and you're a wrestling fan and you listen to this podcast and you don't go to Limitless.
What is wrong with you?
You're a dunce.
What are you doing? Dunce. All right. So yeah, that's my weekend. That's it. Just one show.
Yeah. So we have about 3 weeks of TV backed up.
Yep. So I think we left off with 396, which I think finally closes out the Vegas tapings.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
So we had Kenny King defeating Tracy Williams, the Bouncers defeating Reno Scum, who I guess is a local tag team there.
They're probably from Reno.
That would make sense. And Bandito defeating PJ Black. And honestly, I watched this so long ago, it seems, that I barely even remember it.
Yeah, I honestly don't even remember the last Ring of Honor TV I watched. I think it was actually this one, prepping for 2 weeks ago, which we didn't do 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we're doing it 2 weeks later. So yeah, I remember the Bandito and PJ Black match being really good.
Of course, yeah. Those two are great.
Pretty sure the Bouncers beating Reno Scum would have been the squash of the week. I don't remember if it was a squash, but I'm assuming it was. And then, so 397.
Yeah, 397. I believe this was the bloody match of Silas defeating Jonathan Gresham. And then the, or maybe it was the rematch. I don't know. I can't remember. And then we had the Briscoes defeating Caristico and Soberano Jr. So that was 397. That was it.
Short one.
Yeah. And
match wise, there are only two matches.
Yeah. And then 398, which is our most recent, we had PJ Black defeating Eli Isom, Kelly Klein defeating Ray Lynn, and then the, oh, what the hell are their names? The Allure. That's like a dumb word. Yeah. I hate that word. I don't even, like, forget them. Like, I hate that word. Allure. I can't even say it.
It's Allure.
Maybe it's because I'm not beautiful enough. and then.
Listen, it's Allure.
Allure.
Allure. You sound like you're a guy on a riverboat in Arkansas now.
That's how I'm going to say it from now on.
Hey. Hey, Billy. Hand me Allure. Not a bush light, Allure.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
And then we had a tag match, Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams defeating TK, Orion, and Vinny Marcellia. Lifeblood, man, with David Finley out and Juice is on the loose in Japan again.
Hey, Hangman, where the fuck's your shoes, man? Speaking of Juice Robinson, while I was mowing my yard yesterday, I checked him out on Talk is Jericho. I listened to the entire thing while I was mowing my yard, and it was fantastic. Juice, if anybody can hear my voice, bring me Juice Robinson, please. He is like, right now, if I could pick one person that I want to interview, it's Juice Robinson. And I will ask him questions that Chris Jericho did not ask him. I promise you that.
Of course.
So if anybody can get this little snippet somehow to Juice, because he doesn't do social media.
Wild.
Play him this and tell him I want him on the podcast. Please. Thank you. God bless.
Pretty, pretty please. All right, so we're caught up on TV now.
We ran through that quick.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot else to talk about. We got four freaking shows coming up.
I want to try to keep this somewhat, like, not short, but condensed.
Good word.
I feel like we bring so much information not doing a show for 2 weeks. Because, like, the other show we did this morning, it was 44 minutes. Good time, you know. It wasn't long. We didn't want to drag it out and talk, you know, because it get a lot of dead air and then it's just boring. So I feel like we bring fire for 45 minutes or so and then that's good. So if we go an hour, that's different because we got like four shows to talk about now coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. And one of my favorite tours, War of the Worlds, y'all, starts tomorrow in Buffalo, May 8th.
Speaking of which, if you're not on Honor Club and you don't like having a subscription service because you forget maybe when it comes out of your bank account or whatever, check it out on fight.tv because it'll be on there as well. That's where I'll be watching.
That is true.
Wink. Thank you, Fight TV.
All right, so we got a lot of matches to run through. Let's just jump in.
So tomorrow is Buffalo.
Buffalo, yes.
Thursday is Toronto.
Toronto.
Okay.
Then we have Michigan on Saturday, and Sunday is a TV taping in Chicago. So
Saturday is what's that town?
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yeah. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then what was Sunday again?
Chicago.
Chicago IL. My mom was a cap. My dad was a cap. My brother's a cap. My sister's a cap. My uncle's a cap. I just feel like everybody from Chicago sounds like that. And they're all cops for some reason.
Oh, I didn't know that's how it worked.
I guess so.
All right. So, first up for Buffalo tomorrow, we have the Kingdom, as in TK and Vinny, versus Carl Fredericks and Clark Connors, if you're not those familiar. Are
the young lion guys, right?
Yep.
We're seeing a lot of them.
Yeah, and I saw
New Japan is high on those kids.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I saw them at Rev Pro in New York over Mania Weekend, too, which I was surprised about, and they're great. They really are growing on me. And I think a lot of people feel that way, too. And then we have Alex Coughlin from the Young Lions also versus PJ Black. I don't know how to say this guy's name. Hikuleo? The other Tongan dude?
Oh, yeah.
Which one Hikuleo. Is it? Okay. Versus PJ Black. No, I'm sorry. Shane Taylor.
Yeah.
My bad.
That'll be good. My best friend, Shane Taylor.
Besties.
And I'm a big fan of the Tongan brothers in Bullet Club.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, who haven't listened to a show before.
Then we have Lifeblood, Tracy Williams, and Mark Haskins versus Evil and Sonata. I'm actually really interested to see that match.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Really good tag match. Both teams, spectacular.
And then we have Roosh versus Silas Young. I feel like that
Can
match
you say
is
that
gonna
name
be crazy.
Again?
Roosh.
There you go. She loves saying that name, kids.
And that match is good. I think that match is going to be a little wild, personally.
Possible match of the night?
Anything's possible. I think so. Looks like it could be.
Anything's possible in Ring of Honor.
Or.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
These next two could also be matches of the night. Bandito versus Flip Gordon.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good.
Wild.
Who actually teamed together at Crockett Cup?
Yes. And then Villain Enterprises versus Jeff Cobb, Satoshi Kojima, and Yuji Nagata for the six-man
Very
tag
good
titles.
With the Japanese names.
Yes, I'm getting better.
Six-man tag champions, Villain Enterprises. Also, congrats to PCO and Brody King for winning the now not defunct NWA World Tag Team Championship. They won the Crockett Cup tournament to win the titles.
And they have the tag titles still, right? Oh no, that's
GOD. GOD.
I just remember them having every fucking
get
title.
That California air out of you.
I just remember them having every goddamn title that like existed between New Japan.
Dropped a GD bomb.
Oh my god! I was like,
I haven't done that on a podcast in I don't know how long. Wow, that's fire! 100% underline, as the kids say these days.
They say that.
Sure. with the emoji. No, they don't actually say it.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean.
The red 100.
I'm so out of the loop.
I just say it because I can't put an emoji on a podcast. I mean, I guess I could if it was video, but
right.
Yeah. Nobody watches those. You have to be you're big in the Northeast, so maybe we could get a lot of Northeast people to watch it. But let's start with
True.
Listening.
Yeah, let's...
If it blows up, like, I think it's going to eventually. Like, not that it's not already a success. It's a great success. But if we can get like 30,000 listeners an episode, we'll start doing videos.
Holy damn. That would be crazy.
I set bars very high.
And we might also do it if you buy more t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com.
That's a great idea.
Slash heels and quads.
Yeah. We'll discuss that off air.
Yeah.
You have to buy X amount of shirts by a certain time and we'll start doing video.
Exactly.
So all you weird perverts that like Anne Marie.
Oh my god. Wait, can I just talk about this tweet last night? So
go for
it. I don't know if you saw it.
Do you know where you left off though?
Yes. Okay, here.
Okay. 6 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. I left off there. So my dear friend Courtney, one of my biggest supporters, one of the biggest
the mid-carder?
Yes.
Oh wait, she's not a mid-carder anymore. I forgot. She's a main eventer.
Yay!
Because she's wearing the Ringside Recap shirt this summer when you guys go to TV.
Exactly.
You all go to TV. Y'all. I'm sorry, I'm a guy. I hate when people say, can I talk about that for a second? When people hold your thought. When people come up to you and say, hey, what's up, you guys? And there's like 6 to 4 women to male. Like, there's more females in the group. And people are like, what's up, you guys?
I don't know. Like, that doesn't bother me.
It bugs the shit out of me.
Like when
I'm at work and everybody knows what I do. And I hear somebody at like a table or, you know, somewhere around the bar. And they're talking to like older people, like 2 older women, and they're like, hey guys, welcome to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Like, they don't know that that's a thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that I can see.
Call them ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, yeah, you all is great. That's what I say. Or, you know, down here in Arkansas, a lot of people say y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
Or if you're Anne Marie, you say y'all.
Love that word, yeah, y'all.
Or if you're at a Buc-ee's in Texas, shout out to Buc-ee's. Woo! If you want to sponsor the show, you can email us at ringsiderecap@gmail.com. But yeah, it's just something that bugs me. And once it was said, I had to say it. So go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so.
Courtney.
Yes, Courtney, the main eventer, was telling me basically just about this terrible date she went on. This dude, I'm not here to like Courtney, air her business, but like
Courtney, we're airing day. Your dirty laundry on podcast form.
It's already been aired on my Twitter. So,
oh, on your Twitter?
Yes. So let me get to it.
Okay.
So
yeah, break it down.
So what happened was the guy like smoked so much weed that he talked about it for like 3 hours. Didn't pay for her dinner. Had no living room furniture, he admitted to. She didn't go over there. But
well, I wouldn't either after having yeah. a meal like that.
Yeah. And it was like, sometimes I smoke so much weed that I show up late to my shitty diner job. So we were talking last
Nothing
night.
Nothing wrong with working at a diner.
There I've is not. But if you're going to show up late to your job and you're 30 years old, maybe reevaluate your life.
Yeah.
So he
doesn't have any furniture. So
right.
Does he have like folding chairs, like lawn chairs?
So we think he's
bean like bags. Like, how does this? I want. Okay, we need to get this guy on the podcast. We get this guy and Courtney on the podcast, and we talk him through it.
Oh my god, we think he has like milk crates flipped upside down.
Okay,
yeah,
I could go with that. Like his old wrestling action figures, he used to keep them in the milk crates.
Yep, that's what we think.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, we were laughing about it last night. I was like, I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe this was a real date you went on. I can't believe this was a real human being. And she's just like, listen, all I need is basically the opposite of that. So I said on Twitter, I was like, hey, if you have living room furniture, this, that, and the other thing, everything I just said, basically, then
I... Is smoking pot okay?
Yeah.
To a limit.
I just don't want you to smoke so much of it that you show up late to your job all the fucking time.
Or that's all you talk about. Like,
exactly.
There's a lot of weed heads that's all they'll talk about is smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, that's fine. If that's what you like to do, cool.
Yeah.
Is that all I want to hear about when I have a conversation with you?
No. Yeah. So, I was like, then I've got the woman for you. And I never specified that I wasn't talking about myself.
Oh, shit. So,
like, on one hand, like, people who know me are probably like, haha, that's funny. And they, like, liked my tweet. And other people are, like, you know, interacting with me about it. And I'm like, this is going to be really awkward when I tweet about my 7-year anniversary with my boyfriend tomorrow. So I had to delete it. I was like, this is too much. I can't even, like, I don't need to explain myself. But I'm just like, I'm deleting this, and people are going to be really confused tomorrow. So maybe video isn't the best idea in conclusion.
I'm just saying, if it makes us money, that's
listen, all I'm talking about. Yeah, the money, yeah, I will listen for that.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to show your feet or there's people. I'm just saying.
You don't have to show I've Bob. Seen it.
You don't have to like, no, like, I'm just saying, look, it, I feel like I can't get myself out of this now. Just saying for the creeps, you know,
yeah,
they get to see you.
Yeah.
The podcast rats, as we're referring to them now. Because that's what we were talking about this morning, was podcast rats. Because Levi got married, so he said, now all the podcast rats are going to come out I'm married. They waited until he got
married. Sneaky rats.
But yeah. See, you don't have that problem. You get creeps in your DMs.
Yeah,
and you're not even married yet, so I guess I maybe it's opposite for females.
Listen,
the males, but hey, look at it this way: at least the males are trying to get to you before they get married.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the
female rats. They wait till you're married and come at you.
It's just a free for all these days.
Yeah,
I don't even know. Anyway, now
so how did this all come about? Was this a Twitter conversation? Was it a DM conversation? Was it text? Was it a phone call? Was it Skype? Like, how did you get involved in Courtney's
dirty laundry? Courtney and I are besties. She tells me all of her adventures in life. I was like, oh my God.
I just want to know how it was told to you. Was it through...
I think it was a group chat.
Was it snail mail? Did she write you a letter?
No, it was group chat.
Okay. So it was all in text.
Yes.
So you didn't actually hear her, like, discomfort in her voice when she had to explain this?
Later on...
Young man to you.
At a later time, I did, because we Skype chat often. So yeah. Then I heard it again. And we laugh about our crazy lives all the time. So it was just hilarious. And now I'm cutting the tangent off.
Okay, we're done.
Back to wrestling. We didn't even finish one show.
No. And welcome back to Love Fest 2019, the story of how Courtney dated a... I just want to know how she got herself into this. I'm really concerned now.
You know what? I think they were friends, like, I put friends my in dad college. Hat on. Friends in
my
college.
Dad hat is on. And I'm like, listen, Courtney, hang on. Courtney, if you're listening to me, because I know you listen every week, because you're a great person and a main eventer at that. Solid. Listen to me. I'm really concerned about the kind of guys you're dating. And this is the Full House moment, by the way. I'm just really concerned. And, you know, if you ever need somebody to give you some advice, you know, we're here for you. Okay.
I can't even help her because, you know, it's slim pickings.
I get slim pickings. I get it. I'm so glad I got married when I did. I'm so glad I met Amanda. I love my wife so much. And I see people now, like friends, not really friends, people I work with, I'm not friends with them. They think I am, but I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. They don't listen to my show, so it doesn't matter. But... like, they're always talking about how hard it is to date now. And I'm like, yeah, I remember how hard it was dating when I was still dating. And that was 8 years ago. And I wasn't even dating. Like, I was like, I'll just sit back and wait. I'm not pursuing anybody.
I never actually, like, dated either.
Like, and then I met Amanda through a mutual friend. She popped up a video of her popped up on my Facebook. This is how it happened, folks. Video of her popped up on my Facebook through our mutual friend. And I was like, oh my God. I'm going to marry her. That's exactly what I said. It wasn't, oh my God, I want to smell her dirty scent. Like, I didn't have to be a fucking creep about it. Yeah. And of course, I went about it kind of creepy. Like, I slid into her DMs and I was like, hey, you know, you don't really know me, but here's my number if you ever want to talk or hang out or whatever. I don't remember exactly what I said. I'm sure she has it saved somewhere. But, you know, she got back to me and she goes, oh, I don't know. And then, like, a week later, she sends me a message and it's her phone number. So I'm like, nice. See? And I didn't, that whole week, I was like, maybe it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, at least you weren't like, hey,
but I wasn't every day, pursuing like, every, like, I see people post their DMs and it's like, hey, what are you doing? You want to hang out? No, I'm not interested. Thanks. Okay, well, what if I do this different? No. It's not how it works.
Yeah.
Guys listening, creepers listening, if you're a creeper, you know who you are. I'm not going to call anybody out. But if you're listening, like, if you're going to pursue a girl, just let it happen naturally. Like, put a feeler out there, fine. But don't be nasty about it. Don't be like, oh, get a big old hug on me.
Oh, Lord.
You know? Like, they don't want to see your ween-ween. If they're interested, they'll talk to you. And they'll go on a date with you. Have a little fucking gentleman DNA in you.
I call it a dingy-dingy.
I'd call it, I made up ween ween on the spot, by the way. I've never
that
called
was
it a ween
ween. Excellent.
But I'm going with that now. Okay, let's go back to wrestling.
All right. No more ding dings. All right.
Creepers, perverts, weed heads. Come on.
All right. End of Buffalo. The last match announced is Jonathan Gresham and Jay Lethal versus Guerrillas of Destiny for the Ring of Honor tag team titles. Which I find interesting, because perhaps GOD could drop those. I don't know if they'll be dropping them now or at a later date. I'm just interested to see if they're going to come back.
Yeah.
Or if someone will go to Japan. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw this, and I mean, it's on the topic of Ring of Honor and wrestling, of course, but they announced the Best of the Super Juniors bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw it yet, but like Bandito and Flip and, you know, a few guys, Marty will be in it again. So I'm kind of thinking about what Ring of Honor is going to do in that time when those guys are gone.
When is the tournament? Do you know?
It should be, okay, Dominion is June. I'm thinking it's later this month.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, I know that Ring of Honor has shows June 1st and 2nd in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the next show is at the very end of the month. That's Best in the World.
Yeah.
June, this is, by the way.
I'm assuming guys like Juice will come back because he really won't. I'm saying he won't have anything really to do in Japan on the Super Juniors shows.
Exactly.
I mean, they do a lot of tag matches and stuff just to kind of fill the card out. But I would think he would come back for that.
I hope so.
I don't see him doing that tour.
Probably not.
Anyways, so Toronto, that's a big one. Toronto, I think, is because of the main event.
Yeah, it is.
Might be the biggest show.
It is definitely the most talked about. Yep, Toronto.
Unfortunately, I will not be able to watch that live because it's on a Thursday.
Oh, no.
Of course, I will be at work, but I will watch it shortly after.
Yep, Toronto, Canada, Thursday, May 9th.
Old Canada.
So we got
our brothers and sisters to the north.
Yep. We got Bullet Club, as in Hikuleo and G.O.D. versus the Young Lions, the New Japan Young Lions.
Oh, they'll just tear them up.
Oh, yeah. And then the Kingdom, as in TK and Vinny, versus L.I.J., as in Evil and Sonata. Roosh versus PJ Black. We have...
Oh, yeah, this card is already, like...
Yeah, it's
so good.
It's getting there. Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams versus the Briscoes. Those crazy boys.
Good.
Yuji Nagata versus Silas Young. This one's pretty crazy. Brody King versus Shane Taylor versus Jeff Cobb versus Hirooki Goto. Then we got Jay Lethal versus Satoshi Kojima. Who I love, by the way. Bread Club. Forever.
Not for life.
For life. Forever. You get it.
I feel like when it's wrestling, you have to say for life.
I'm all about the carbs. And then the main event that everybody's talking about, Matt Taven versus...
Matt Damon?
No! How dare you? Not that Matt Damon isn't a great actor.
Love... Yeah, he's terrible.
He's terrible. Dude, Born Identity, Born Supremacy, hello? Come on, man. All right, I'll let you...
Fake-ass James Bond.
I'm going to let you live. Holy crap, I'm insulted.
Be insulted. James Bond is better. That's all I'm saying.
Matt Taven versus PCO for the Ring of Honor World Championship.
PCO? He's not going to win.
Yay! Thank you for admitting it.
No, I admitted it when it was announced. Like, there's no way he's gonna win. I would be fucking over the moon. I'd probably do a backflip off my house. But that's because we're best friends. But, you know, Matt worked so hard to get that title.
Yes, he did.
And for him to drop it this soon would be...
insulting.
And I'd like to see how... But the fun part about it is, if PCO did win that title, the split in the crowd and wrestling Twitter.
People, like, would lose it.
I want to know what the percentage would be. Let's
if Twitter could light on fire, it would. If that happened.
Now, what's the percentage of that being good and bad?
A lot more bad than good.
People would be pissed that PCO beat Matt Taven for the title.
Yes.
Okay.
But there would always be...
people like me.
Right. And there are...
old people.
Right. And there are even crazier people than you who would really be fucking losing their shit.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's silly if it happened. I get it because I just like it because I think, like we talked about all the time, in Ring of Honor, you have so much more of a shot at any given time than anywhere else.
It's true. Gotta respect
it. So, yes, it is realistic. Yes, I think he deserves the shot, and I think it's awesome that he's even getting the shot. But I mean, I would just hate it because I feel like people would shit on it.
They would.
I want him to be there a little longer before it's an actual legitimate chance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. I think, to close off on that, I just want to say, like, I think Ring of Honor is just cool because, you know, I know how, like, Kelly Klein is. She's a fighting champion. And I think, you know, obviously Matt Taven is taking that too. And he's like, okay, fine. I'll fight him. I don't care. And hey, you can see so many matches now.
He pinned the champion.
Right, exactly.
And by old school kind of mentality, you pin the champion. And this is something I think a lot, Ring of Honor got a lot from, like, New Japan. If you pin the champ at a tag match, you're going to get a shot at that title.
Yeah, and it keeps it interesting. Mm-hmm.
It makes it believable that anybody can win any title at any time.
Yep.
And it's not about necessarily your wins and losses. Not that PCO has lost they've lost maybe a handful of matches since they've been in.
Very little amount.
A couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like two or three, I'm talking. Yeah. If that. So yeah, that's Toronto. And then we have another live show, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Saturday, May 11th.
Is this one televised as well?
Yes.
They're all televised.
All these first three are. The fourth show, Chicago, is a TV taping, so we will have to wait.
Okay. Yes. That's where I'm, like, lost as far as it's been going. The schedule and that, because I knew they had a TV taping coming up, but I couldn't remember which day it was.
So, you know, if I had to pick a day that was like the quote-unquote pay-per-view type day, it would be the Toronto show, just based on the card. All right, so Michigan, we have Yuji Nagata, Jay Lethal, Jeff Cobb, Hiroki Goto, and Satoshi Kojima versus Bully Ray, Silas Young, Shane Taylor, and the Briscoes.
Good God.
That was a lot.
When you said the first team, I thought that was the match.
Yeah, no.
And then you kept going. I was like, oh, shit. Because I tried to, like, I haven't really been on Twitter that much for the last 2 weeks. I've been trying to, like, wean myself away just in preparation for today. I wanted to be kind of shocked, I guess.
There you go.
I'm in a cleansing period. I haven't had a beer in over a week, week and a half, because actually my birthday is next Monday.
Yay!
The 13th. So in preparation for that, I am going through a body cleanse so I can destroy it.
Perfect.
Which, I mean, it won't be anything different from any other weekend, but... You know, I thought it was a good idea. Anyways, so yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
that's a 10-man, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Next up, we got PCO versus Mark Haskins,
the new Ring of Honor World Champion at this time. PCO.
LOL. then we
100% underline.
And then we have the Kingdom versus Bullet Club. Again, referring to G.O.D. and Hikuleo.
Oh, so they're taking on Matt and Vinny and...
The whole Kingdom squad.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Yes.
The whole shebang away. I don't know. Just move on.
And then we have Tracy Williams versus Roosh versus Eli Isom versus P.J. Black.
Is that a, like, fight for your right or whatever?
Like, I guess it's, like, just, like, a four-corner survival type match.
Okay. Okay. Good to see Eli Isom getting some love.
Yeah. Then we have Cheeseburger versus Clark Connors of the New Japan Young Lions. Mm-hmm. The Bouncers versus Evil and Sonata. That's going to be fun. Then we have Kelly Klein defending the Women of Honor Championship against Stacy Shadows, who I don't think has been in Ring of Honor in quite some time.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar, but I'm...
It's been like a year, I think.
Okay, so that's why.
And then last, we have the Young Lions, as in Alex Coughlin and... Carl Fredericks, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Versus Coast to Coast. And that is Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Not bad. Not bad. Solid week so far.
Yep. And then the next night, we have the TV taping, and we only know a couple of matches as per usual for this. We have the Briscoes versus Gorillas of Destiny. Very nice.
On Ring of Honor TV, that'll be something different.
Yeah. Evil and Sonata versus Satoshi Kojima and Yuji Nagata.
I bet that's where G.O.D. drops the belts, by the way.
That would be good. I like that. That would be a good
time. That would make the Briscoes 11-time champions.
Yeah, my gosh.
Good God.
And then we have...
Just let them keep the fucking thing.
Yeah, really.
At this point. Like, they're going for Flair's record? Jeez.
Yeah. Then we have Hikuleo versus Hirooki Goto. PJ Black versus Carl Fredericks of the Young Lions. Then we have another pretty fun match here. Jeff Cobb versus Jay Lethal versus Roosh versus PCO.
I did see this graphic. And
I'm looking forward to that. That looks fun. So really, these tapings are going to give us a lot of different stuff coming up in the future.
So this should get us through May, I'm assuming.
Definitely through May. I believe one of these shows in the Pacific Northwest is going to be a TV taping. I think the other will be live. So I'm assuming will bring us to Best in the World. And yeah.
And then you guys are going at the end of June?
Yes. Best in the World and the night after in Philly at the TV tapings.
At the ECW Arena.
Yes. One of my favorite places.
I'll never call it anything other than the ECW Arena.
It's the 2300 Arena.
The fuck it is!
Yeah. True fans know.
We all know.
Don't be a
dunce. I'm using that word twice on the podcast.
So yeah, lots of exciting stuff. And I just want to say, I know this rumor got tossed around a couple weeks ago about Maria Manic signing with Ring of Honor.
Yeah, we brought it up that day. It was out in the Twitterverse, the wrestling Twitterverse, and what's up with that?
So I saw, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I saw, I think on her Instagram story, I recognized people from Ring of Honor a little bit in there. So I think she was...
Backstage people?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So I really, really hope she comes. Because, honest to God, let me just air my frustrations real quick with Ring of Honor. Uh-oh. This women's division needs help. Severely. Kelly Klein cannot do it on her own. And
sign Thunder Rosa. Do it.
Yes, what the...
Give her big money.
Holiday.
She's worth it.
What the fuck, man? Come on.
We're bringing them in for these little quick shots.
Come on. Like, please. Like, the... I don't understand, you know, what this allure thing is about.
Allure.
I mean, like, Thunder Rosa, Holiday, hello. Maria Matic, hello. Can we please make a move here on at least those three people? If not, hey, throw Ashley Vox in there. She's fucking great. Oh, how about, like, Tasha Steeles, who you've brought in before? How about Chris Statlander? Holy shit, now we have a stacked women's division. This is fucking great. I should be booking this shit. Come on. Come on, Ring of Honor.
Hey, I've tried.
Please.
I've tried.
I,
Ring of Honor, give Anne Marie a job, and also me.
Pretty fucking please. Like, that is stacked AF. As the kids say.
100% underlined.
I'm just like, literally ever since I started watching Ring of Honor, like 2.5 years ago, I have been just like, obviously as a woman, wanting to see a great women's division. And I'm just, I've never gotten it. In the time I've been watching, it's not
there's
been
places
there.
They could be looking. There's places
there's,
they could be looking.
There is so much.
Get Rise, Shimmer, Shine,
yes.
Sabotage. Like, all these places where women are prominently featured.
And, like, are actually fucking, like, wrestling all the time.
You don't have to be, like, the Fed. That's not what we're saying. We don't need 30 women that never get used.
Exactly.
But a good core group of professional wrestlers, not supermodels.
Thank you. Ding, ding, you're ding. Welcome. Winner, winner. Hello, please. Like, this is like my hot take of the fucking century right here. I'm so frustrated. And
I get it.
People are like, I'm just seeing it all the time. Like, people are really like losing hope for it. And it depresses me because Kelly Klein is fucking fantastic, and she deserves, you know, not that these other women that get brought on aren't worthy, like, hell, like, give them a shot and sign them too. I don't care. You know, I just need, like, something
happen. You want a women's roster that you can care about.
Yeah, I want, like, a solid, stable women's roster. That's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll learn to love them, even if we don't know who the hell they are. You know, that's what wrestling's about, finding new people and becoming a fan or not, and, you know, whatever. But it's just killing me that it's been this long. And, you know, when the Women of Honor Championship got introduced, I was there. I was like, that's fucking fantastic. Like, they're doing something. They're making big changes. And really nothing came of it. You know, Sumi, love her. She's done so much for the company. Kelly, again, so much for the company. But we need more people. And we need fresh talent. And, like, do you know how many more eyes would be on this company if people like Thunder Rosa, Holiday, Maria fucking Manic, Chris Statt, Tasha Steelz were there? Because they've been on Ring of Honor before. Maybe not Chris, but she's fucking huge right now.
But these are all people who have proven themselves and have a following. Exactly. And that's the kind of thing that you want to do when you bring in people.
Exactly.
Bring in people that have a core following, a fan base. It might not be a million Twitter followers or whatever, but who gives a shit? Like, if they can work and they can talk on a microphone. And people like Thunder Rosa, who's an amazing podcast guest.
Yes.
And a great friend. But what my whole thing is, like I said, I don't want them to be like the Fed.
No.
But look at what the Fed has done over the last year. Their women's division is the best thing they have.
Yeah.
Because they actually wrestle.
Yeah.
It's not like the Revival last night, who had to fucking put Icy Hot on their crotches and scoot around the ring like a fucking dog on a carpet after it just took a shit. I'm sorry they had to do that, and I'm sorry I'm talking about it, because I didn't even talk about it this morning.
Yeah.
But that was fucking embarrassing. Embarrassing.
I don't get that, yeah.
I wouldn't do that on TV.
No.
I don't care how much I was getting paid.
Yeah.
I would have quit on the fucking spot if they told me that's what I was doing.
Fucking dignity.
And I'm even more ashamed. Hang on just a second. Sorry. I have to go on this rant for a second.
Do it. Because
these are my boys. These are my boys. I'm even more ashamed at the fact that Gallows and Anderson were in the ring with them while they were doing this and supposed to have a fucking match on TV, which they haven't had. They had one last week, but they lost quickly. But they were supposed to have a fucking match with the Revival, which would have been great. But instead, WWE wants to pull the fucking funny bone and think they're cute and know they're sexy. Sorry I did that, but the point is, people like Gallows and Anderson are getting fucking wasted. People like the Revival are getting fucking wasted. People like Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins are getting fucking wasted.
Yep.
By being a part of this fucking company. And I, like I said, I'm not trying to shit on them because they're the biggest thing. I'm shitting on them because they're killing these guys. Like, they're getting paid. I'm sure they're getting paid very handsomely.
Yeah.
But God, you're killing these people's fucking dreams. Like, that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Most of them. Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins, both of those guys. All they wanted to do as kids was be fucking in the WWF. They're there. They've been there. And they're fucking, they're Raw Tag Team Champions, but they lost a War Machine who they can't even fucking figure out a fucking name that sticks for those guys.
Yeah.
Call them fucking War Machine! That's what all the fans know them as, is fucking War Machine, not the Viking Experience starring Jimi Hendrix on the side. Jesus Pete, man. Get your shit together. So I know you probably didn't listen to the show this morning, but so me and Levi's plan in the next couple weeks, we're going to write 3 months of Raw TV.
Listen, it'd be great.
And go through it on the podcast.
It's not fucking hard, man.
It's not hard.
That... And what I went on my rant about. It's not hard.
No. It's common fucking sense is what it is. If you are a wrestling fan, if you have any shred of wrestling knowledge, you can easily write or book a fucking wrestling show. Or create a storyline. People do it in fucking video games.
Yeah.
There's channels of that shit. There's people who fucking have action figure federations and shit on YouTube. It's not difficult. I was booking fucking shows when I was a little kid with my little WWF Hasbros, the little hard son of a bitches. He couldn't move around very well, but it was a good show, I'm sure. Anyways, I'm good. We went over an hour.
Yeah. And that was tea time with Tommy and Anne-Marie.
Tea time. We're teeing off on these motherfuckers. All right. So next week, we'll look back. We'll recap, as it's
that's titled what we do.
Right there.
That's what we do.
We'll recap it from ringside. Not really. We won't be there. But we will recap War of the Worlds TV. What would it be? $3.99 at this point?
$3.99.
We almost a 400. And yeah, talk about whatever else is going on. Update you on Courtney's love life, of course, because that's part of the show now.
Poor Courtney, I'm so sorry.
Courtney's love life corner. That's what.
Don't
we'll
kill
it.
Me.
That'll be the next T-shirt. Courtney's getting her own T-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/heels and quads, where you can go and get Ringside Recap with Anne-Marie T-shirt and all the 85 heels and quads designs
with Tommy's face on them.
Oh yeah, especially the one with my face on. That might be my favorite. Yeah, so follow me on Twitter, or follow show on Twitter, Ringside Recap. Follow me at Miss Tommy Walter on Twitter.
And you can follow me at Anne-Marie Bear on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for watching. I mean, listening. Shit.
She's already getting ready for it.
I know.
Go buy those shirts.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.